The cloud goes quantum in Europe. The bar has dropped for engineering organizations in Europe to get their taste of quantum computing thanks to cooperation between T-Systems, the EU-based digital service company, and IBM Quantum. T-Systems will offer its customers a way to access the computational resources via the cloud, a setup predicted here by engineering.com. The company will also offer training and consulting services to help organizations test business cases and develop ways to use the new technology. Quantum computing will be central to tomorrow's IT landscape. We are combining quantum and classical computing in a seamless and scalable customer experience, said Adil Saleh, Deutsche Telekom board member and chief executive of T-Systems, in a press release. Taking these first decisive steps will lower the access barrier to quantum computing. The computers T-Systems will be connecting to are powered by 127-qubit IBM Eagle processors, which the pair of organizations claim will outperform most of the world's classical supercomputers. The setup will also include Qiskit runtime to optimize and scale the execution of workloads on quantum systems. Access to the quantum systems will be tailored to the customer's needs and will be offered in a series of packages. For instance, organizations can take a one-day introductory session with T-Systems or test out a business case over the span of several months. The ultimate goal will be to help customers incorporate quantum computing into their business and cloud systems. Organizations around the world are beginning to explore how quantum computing will impact their industry and business, said Scott Crowder, Vice President, IBM Quantum Adoption and Business Development. By partnering with T-Systems as a cloud provider, we will be able to offer access to quantum technology to an even broader ecosystem. As for the future of the partnership, T-Systems reports that its goal is to have IBM help it get its own quantum infrastructure set up. Why engineers should care. This news shouldn't be taken as only sunshine and roses for engineers, because along with all the promise of quantum computing comes its perils. In theory, engineers will be able to use quantum computing on the cloud to crunch simulations and vast computations faster than they ever could before. But that also means that bad actors can crack all the engineers' securities just as quick. Recently, engineering.com reported that the Linux Foundation had a free online course called Fundamentals of Quantum Computing, which covered, in addition to many other topics, how quantum computing can crack the encryption of classical computers and what engineers are trying to do to stop this. Therefore, quantum computing becomes a double-edged sword with an existential threat on either blade. Not only will engineers need to learn how to use quantum computing to propel their company forward and prevent being displaced, but they will also have to learn how to use it to come up with new frameworks to keep hackers at bay. Now that the barrier to use quantum computing is reducing, these risks are looming. Therefore, even if the full promise of the benefits of quantum computing doesn't come to be, engineers that delay on this technology do so at their own risk. To learn more about how to protect yourself and benefit from quantum computing, read, What is quantum cryptography and how exactly can it benefit IoT?